I'm Kate, and in the studio with me, it is a pleasure to see Margaret Smart with the local community food center. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good. It is a beautiful day today, so yes. Happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, we have a lot of ground to cover today. The local is very busy working on a lot of projects right now.
Yes, there is coming up a very, very busy fall. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting because we have an awesome team of staff who have had a chance to really settle in and get to know the community and get to know their jobs. And they are so excited to be launching all these programs in the next couple of months. And they're also really encouraged by the fundraiser that we've just recently launched as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of energy happening at the local right now. And when I say it's a beautiful day and it's good to be up, that's in part because it's great to be working at a place where people are so excited about what's happening.
Oh, yeah. And I'm excited for all of you guys. I'm excited about what's happening. So your new fundraising campaign has begun, the mm-hmm. My Community Includes the Local campaign. Tell us a little bit about it, how it's going to look the next couple of months while you're campaigning and fundraising.
Sure. We launched it with the title My Community Includes the Local because we recognized how many people in our community really love the local. Mm-hmm. Even people who don't come to the local very often or just know about the local are always saying, oh, the local's awesome. It does such great things.
Yeah.
And we really want people in our community to know that we're there for them the way that they're there for us. Mm-hmm. And that when people love what we do, see what we do, and love it, to encourage them to support us so that we can be really stable, have an excellent foundation, and not be scrambling from year to year, worrying, will we have enough money to run this program? Will we be able to do that thing? And because people love the local and we know that this community wants the local to be a part of their community, so let's all join together and support it and make sure that it has a strong foundation and is able to do all the great work that we love to do.
Yeah, 100%. And you've already gotten some very generous donations from corporate
Yes.
Donors.
So KDB Law and Shackleton's Real Estate and Auction. So that's Katie DeBlock-Borsma and Brent Shackleton. And both of them have been members of our board. And Katie is the chair of our board. And Brent is our fund ambassador chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we talked about launching this campaign, it was so incredible that the two of them stepped up and said they're going to put their money where their support is and they want the local to be a part of their community.
Yeah.
And so, yes, each of them has committed from their businesses, has come behind us and committed $50,000 each.
Wow.
So for our $750,000 goal, which is ambitious, but when you already have $100,000 that is committed, it makes you feel like you can do it and
Absolutely.
You can reach that goal.
Yeah.
And so Brent, as the leader for this campaign, is going to be out there challenging some other folks in our community to also show this kind of leadership and want the community to come around in the same kind of ways that him and Katie have and really make sure that the local is an awesome place that stays in their community forever.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah.
And it's great that you have a head start.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's awesome.
And we have some events coming up that will be
yes.
supporting that as well. So we have our two key events that have been happening now for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is our 5K run. And that is an amazing community event because they run right through the middle of Stratford.
Yeah.
And last year, there was so many people that came. It was beautiful weather. And so the 5K run is happening again. Mm-hmm. And that's October the 6th.
Okay.
And people can register for that run. There's a kids run included in it.
Awesome.
And so it's really inclusive. It's you can run if you want to do that, or you can.
We don't want to do that.
As you can tell, I don't want to do that. But you can walk, you can push your child in a stroller, bring your kids, they can participate in the kids run. And that's on Sunday, October the 6th. And if you want to register for it, it's at stratfordfivek.com.
Perfect.
So we have that coming up at the beginning of October. And then, okay, this is me revealing something to you and the community in this conversation that has not been promoted yet. But we are going to have, in honor of our fundraising campaign, a one-time special event of a bluegrass brunch.
You heard it here first.
So I have for a year, I've been at the local for a year, and almost every week someone has said to me, can't we have another bluegrass brunch? Margaret, bring back the bluegrass brunch. And I've had to say, we don't have time, we don't have staff, we don't have this. Well, I'm tired of saying no.
Yeah, there you go.
So with this fundraising campaign, the community loves the bluegrass brunch. So we're going to do a one-time special event on October 27th of the bluegrass brunch.
That's so exciting. I'm sure it'll be sold out immediately, probably.
Well, we haven't got all the details in place, so watch for details, and we'll see whether it's by donation or whether it's tickets. I'm thinking we'll probably just do donation so that everybody can come and everybody can support the local as a part of their community, and they can enjoy another bluegrass brunch. So that's October 27th. Watch for details. Watch our social media, because that's really where we're putting a lot of stuff these days.
Yeah, your Facebook page is popping off, you know? There's so much going on the Facebook page. That's where I get all my information, you know?
That's
always looking at it. Oh my gosh, so that's very exciting. And another big fundraiser for you is the Hunter's Banquet, too.
It is, and the Bruce Hotel partners with us for that.
Awesome.
And that will be this year on a Saturday, and it's Saturday, November 16th. And we're actually rebranding it a little bit this year. So rather than calling it the Hunter's Banquet, we're calling it the Hunters and Gatherers Banquet, because we recognize that not everyone's a meat eater and not everyone is you know, attracted to the idea of wild game and hunters.
Yes, absolutely.
But we still want to honor that and all the hunters that have donated meat. So that's still going to be a core part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we also wanted to recognize we have this amazing urban farm that we do.
Yes.
And we have our urban farmers who are planting and harvesting like crazy right now. And so we thought we would bring in that theme alongside the hunter theme and bring some of that produce and highlight that a little bit too. So it's going to be the Hunters and Gatherers Banquet.
Wonderful.
And that's on November the 16th. And that's in partnership with the Bruce Hotel chef and staff there, who are just such incredible supporters of the local.
Amazing. By next year, it'll be called the Hunters, Gatherers, and Foragers Banquet. Oh man, that's going to be awesome. So yeah, mark your calendar for all these wonderful events coming up. And you have a new program starting soon too, right?
We have so many programs.
So many programs.
So many programs starting in September. But the new one that we are launching on September 18th is another community connection training program. And this one's called Wisdom in Action.
Mm-hmm.
And we're partnering with Dave Mabee, who is a resilience coach.
Cool.
And he has put together a six-week journey for people around wisdom, around owning your power, managing change, knowing your values, stepping into life the way that you want to be and to show up in life, and how to advocate for yourself and for what you need in the community. So yeah, Dave is going to be running that alongside our community connector, Julie Docker Johnson. So you can register with Julie for that course.
That's a great course for anybody to take. Like, that's marvelous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're so appreciative that Dave came to us actually and said, hey, I have this course. It seems to align with the kinds of things that you're doing.
Totally.
And we were very, very happy to say yes, come alongside us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So that's really exciting. And that's September 18th that starts.
That starts September 18th.
Also, coming up in the fall, you guys are hoping to start tax clinics.
Yes.
You have volunteers already that have been recruited for the tax clinics?
Yeah. So Pam was here talking to you not that long ago. Pam is our volunteer engagement facilitator.
Yeah.
And she was recruiting volunteers to run tax clinics. And we had our first orientation for those new volunteers. We had some amazing people show up, mm-hmm. really great people who are going to be able to support our community in that. Amazing. And it's not too late. The training is about to start, but it's not too late if someone's heard about our tax clinics that we're going to be launching this year and is interested in volunteering, they can still contact Pam awesome. At volunteers@thelocalcfc.org.
Yeah. So, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So if you think you're able to do people's taxes for them. I mean, there's also a whole training course.
We are just starting the training. And really, if you do your taxes or are comfortable with kind of simple tax filing, but there is training involved. So, yes.
So you don't have to be a pro. You can just show up.
You do not have to be a pro. So awesome. Just have to be able to be in front of a computer and welcome people and support them.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. And that doesn't sound that hard, right?
How hard's that?
Can't be hard at all. That's perfect. And I mean, there's so much more going on, but I guess let's just give a little teaser of what's going on at the local coming up.
Okay.
We've already been through
I'm
so
gonna
many.
I'm going to run through the yeah. rest of them. So we have our kids program launching in September. So watch our socials for that. We have two amazing workshops coming in October. So if you want to be ready for the fall and learn how to make some pies or Ooh. Roast some root vegetables. Watch for those.
Good for Thanksgiving.
And
yeah.
of course, we have our markets. And because the weather's still beautiful, yes. we have some pop-up markets that are coming at Dufferin Park Arena. We have a couple in September. And our urban farmers will continue to pop up at the City Hall Market on
the
Sundays.
Oh, the Stratford Sunday Market. Yes. So good. Yes.
So watch for our social media to find out dates and times and where we'll be and how you can join us.
Amazing. Well, I think we've covered it all, right, Margaret?
Well, we actually just scratched the surface, but it is a vibrant place with lots going on. So come on by and find out what else is happening.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Margaret Smart with the Local Community Food Center. There's always something going on there. So follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and check out the local if you haven't before, because it's an incredible place.
Thank you so much for having me.